Bava Kama Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph 7:1, and now we transition to a whole new topic. This chapter here is focused on the halachas that apply to geneva, theft, and that means really we've left mamon hamazik, people's property causing damage, and now we're talking about people causing damage directly. And here, when we talk about theft, really the Torah divides taking something which doesn't belong to you into two basic categories: geneva and gazela. Geneva, theft, is taking when the victim doesn't know it's being taken from him, like you sneak into his house in the nighttime and take what isn't yours, as opposed to gazela, which is like robbery. That means you take something by force, you know, put a gun to someone's head, that kind of thing. Now, the Torah has a variety of different places in which one doesn't just make financial restitution compensation, like we had in the previous six prakim, where if you cause damage, you paid back the damage you caused, maybe even less than that. Here we have like an additional compensation. This is like a penalty. And the Torah's language, it's called a kanas. A kanas means a fine or penalty. And basically, the Rambam explains, you can determine when something's a kanas if it isn't compensatory, meaning it's not coming to pay for a specific amount that was lost by the victim. Okay, and there are different kind of kanasos in the Torah. The one that we're going to focus on here are the different kind of kanasos, penalties that apply to cases of geneva. I'm stealing from someone without them knowing, theft. And really, there are two basic issues. The first is the usual case, which is whatever is stolen, it has to be returned. And in addition to returning the stolen object, if one acts as a thief, unbeknownst to the victim, and then they discover the thief has the stolen object, not only must the stolen object be returned, but also a kafel payment. A kafel payment meaning a double payment. So that means if Reuven steals from Shimon a book worth $100, so then he has to give back the book and pay this kanas, this kafel payment, the double payment, meaning give him back the book, if it still exists, plus $100, okay? And if the book is gone, he has to give him $200. $100 is the keren, the basic principle of returning the object that was stolen, and then another $100 is a kanas, the penalty. Our Mishnah is also going to talk about the very unusual kanas that applies in the case that one steals a shore basically means an ox, but here shore could mean as ox does. It's not gender specific, so any kind of cow-like creature, a bull that's a male cow, or a cow, a female cow, or a calf, a baby cow, it's all the same. It's considered a shore. And if one would steal a shore and then either A, sell it, or B, the thief slaughters it, shechts it, like for ritual, you know, for kosher slaughter, then the thief must pay five times, not just kafel, but five times. And if it was a seh, which was stolen, a seh means a sheep or a goat, either or, those small, you know, small livestock. So then the thief, if he steals it and then he sells it or he shechts it, he must pay not just back the principal that was stolen, but also a total of a four-time payment. So this is called the arba v'chamisha, four or five times. So that means, just to make sure it's perfectly clear, if the thief steals this ox, and the ox worth $100, then he let's say he sold the ox on, he'll give back a total of 500. Okay, that's what we mean by five times. So the first of the five is the original principal being returned, the second of the five is the usual kafel payment, and then there's like another three more that applies to an ox, or two more that applies for a total of, you know, a total of four that applies to a set. Okay, so these are based on psukim, of course. The psukim talk about the kafel payment is in the Shmos and Mishpatim. It says, "Im himatze timatze biyado hagneva." If you find in his possession the stolen object, mishor ad chamor ad se chaim. If you find the living ox or donkey or sheep, goat, that's alive, so then shnayim yishalem, you pay back twice. That's the kafel payment. Another pasuk tells you that it applies not just to animals, but al kol davar pesha, whatever it might be, al shor, al chamor, al seh, living creatures, but also al salma, on a like a garment, al kol aveda, on anything that is lost, yishalem shnayim larehu, there's a double payment that's made. That's the kafel payment. Then there's a separate pasukim that talk about the unique payments of the four or five that go to the seh or the shor, which says, Ki yignov ish shor o seh. If a man steals a shor, an ox, or a seh, this goat, sheep, utvacho o mecharo, and then he either is toveach, he slaughters it, like shechts it, or he is mocher, he sells it, Then Chamisha Vakar Yishalem Tachas Ashur. He'll give five cattle in place of the one ox he took. Va'arba Tzon Tachas Aseh. And four, you know, of the flock, sheep and goats, in place of the one Seh, the one goat or sheep that he stole and then sold or slaughtered. Okay. That's the whole backstory. That's the mission in a nutshell. Here it says inside. Maruba midas tashlumi chefel memidas tashlumi arba v'chamisha. There's a much broader application of when one would pay the double payment, the kefel payment, than the application that, in terms of breadth of application, as its payments go, for four and five times. Shemidas tashlumi kefel noheges bein bedavar sheish bo ruachayim uvein bedavar sheein bo ruachayim. The usual, like, kefil, the double payment, applies to anything, whether it's alive or whether it's not alive. Umidas tashlumi arba v'chamisha, but the four or five payment, eina noheges ela b'shor v'seh bilvad, only apply uniquely to oxen, goats, and sheep alone, only. Nothing else. No, you can't extrapolate it to horses, and certainly not beyond that either. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, ki yignov ish shor oseh utvacho umacharo. If a person steals an ox or a goat, sheep, and then he slaughters it or he sells it, v'gomer, says the Mishnah, finish it yourself. But the finishing yourself says chamisha v'kar yishalom tachas ashor v'arbat son tachas aseh. You pay five or four total compensation if it's a cow or goat, sheep, respectively. That's part number one of the Mishnah. Part number two of the Mishnah is a different point altogether, which says, "Ein ha-gonev achar ha-ganav mishalom tashlumi kefil." If there's, let's call them three people in our story here. Person number one is the original owner. Person number two is thief A. And person number three is thief B. And the story is that thief A stole something from original owner, and then thief B stole it from thief A. So now who's paying the kefil payments to whom? So the Mishnah here says, "Ein ha-gonev achar ha-ganav," one who steals from after a thief, meaning thief B, who stole from thief A, he does not pay mishalem tashlumi kefil. He doesn't pay the double payment, meaning he would just give back the Mr. Thief B, would just give back the value to of or the thing he actually stole to thief A, and then thief A would have to give back a double amount to the original owner. V'lo ha-toveach v'lo ha-mocher achar ha-ganav mishalem tashlumi arba v'chamisha. And similarly, if it was thief B who ended up not only stealing but also selling or slaughtering a goat or sheep or cow, so then still thief B would only pay the value of the original cow that he stole or goat or sheep, and then the thief A would pay back just a kefil payment. So in short, that means you can't have a scenario where thief A ends up making a big profit because what he stole was stolen from him and then slaughtered or sold on further. So again, the words of the Mishnah say, v'lo toveach v'lo ha-mocher, one who slaughters or sells achar ha-ganav from something which he stole from Mr. B, who stole from Mr. A, from thief A, mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamisha, he won't pay the four or five payments to thief A since he's not the original owner. And that's also learned out from a pasuk because the pasuk says, v'gunav mi-beis ish, the gunav mebeis ha'ish, it's stolen from the house of the man, yishalom shnayim, you have to pay a double payment, and the drasha is, it's mebeis ha'ish from the original owner, and not from someone who stole it from that person.